recommendation to prosecute the former president, Lisa Brady, Fox News. It comes from the House panel wrapping up its probe of the Capitol riot.
The select committee ended a year and a half of interviews and investigations by referring former President Trump and associates for criminal prosecution.
Evidence we've gathered points to further action beyond the power of this committee or the Congress.
Committee Chairman Benny Thompson making a criminal referral on four crimes: obstruction, conspiracy to defraud the United States, conspiracy to make false statements, and assisting or aiding an insurrection. The Justice Department does not need Congress to pursue charges, and a special counsel was appointed last month to oversee investigations in the former President Trump.
Fox's Jared Halpern on Capitol Hill. Trump has criticized the committee as a partisan group doing illegal things. The pandemic-era rule that's turned away many asylum seekers at the southern border expires on Wednesday.
The removal of Title 42 does not mean the border is open. Anyone who suggests otherwise is simply doing the work of these smugglers who, again, are spreading misinformation and which is very dangerous.
White House spokesman Karine Jean-Pierre as several Republican-led states appeal to the U.S. Supreme Court to keep Title 42 in place. Regional migration, part of the focus during an Oval Office meeting between President Biden and Ecuador's leader. They also talked about Russia's president and the war in Ukraine.
Finally, I want to thank you for your moral leadership, your condemnation of Putin's brutal war against Ukrainian people that continues in ways we haven't seen for generations.
The State Department says the U.S. will respond appropriately if Belarus provides additional support to Putin, who was visiting that ally today as Russia launched more drone attacks on Ukraine. Stocks finished lower, the Dow down 163 at the closing bell, but that's off session lows. America is listening to Fox News.
Looking for an epic experience to enjoy with friends and family? Visit the Ark Encounter in Kentucky for the biggest thrill of a lifetime. Be transported back to the time of Noah, where you'll explore three decks of world-class exhibits and even get the chance to see our virtual reality experience, Truth Traveler. It's fun for the whole family, and now kids 10 and under explore for free. Go on a voyage of biblical proportions and revel in an adventure like no other. Visit arkencounter.com to plan your trip today.
Sentencing day in Ohio for a man convicted in one family's mass murder of another family.
George Wagner IV gets life in prison without the possibility for parole. In the 2016 Pike County massacre and the killings of eight members of the Roden family over what prosecutors say was a custody dispute between the two families.
I answer questions that should have never had to be asked in the first place. My heart is forever broken.
Andrea Carver, mother to one of the victims ahead of Wagner's sentencing. His mother and brother have pled guilty to the murders. His father, Billy Wagner, has pled not guilty to charges and goes on trial early next year.
Fox's Jeff Manasso. Lawyers for George Wagner argued he wasn't the killer and should be eligible for parole. The judge says he was a willing participant and made no effort to stop the crimes. The United Nations chief is expressing hope that the war in Ukraine will end in the new year. He's urging both sides to hold meaningful peace talks, however expressing not so much optimism that that could happen anytime soon. Some high-octane gratitude from a big star.
Tom Cruise thanked fans for choosing to make Top Gun Maverick one of this year's biggest box office hits in typical Cruise action star style by jumping out of a helicopter with a parachute on and goggles for a solo free-fall dive over the ocean in South Africa.
I didn't want the year to end without thanking you all for coming out to the theater, and thank you for supporting Top Gun Maverick.
Maverick became Paramount Pictures' biggest hit, having grossed a worldwide total of $1.488 billion. The Golden Globe-nominated film also marks Cruise's personal best when it crossed the $800 million marker in June of this year. Michelle Polino, Fox News.
Recapping stocks, the Dow down 162, the NASDAQ drops more than 1%. I'm Lisa Brady, Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/Fox. NetSuite.com/Fox.